I'd like now to welcome Cindy Friedman. She's the cantor at Hamakom, and Consuelo Luce, musician, activist, songwriter, and frequent guest on this program. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good to be here.
It's great to be here.
So nice. You're going to be giving a concert. You're going to be giving an event this Sunday, the 24th of May, from 5 to 7 at Vanessi's. It's a benefit for Hamakom. Bima tu cantina. What does the word bima mean?
Bima is the place on the pulpit, so to speak, where the holy scrolls are taken out and placed there and read. And so what we mean when we say from bima to cantina is all that open-hearted, loving, peaceful place where that liturgical music comes from. That open-hearted, loving, peaceful place is in all kinds of music. And Consuelo has this rich history of performing not only Latin ballads, but the Sephardic Jewish music. So we're going to run the rainbow of music from the bima to the cantina.
The cantina is a place where people bare their souls and open their hearts and sing songs.
And drink.
The drinking helps open your heart so that you can sing and be open to these emotions, which are so powerful, especially from the Latin tradition, which is what I grew up in. We have some songs that are heart-opening, that are... Our love songs are unconditional love. They're about, you know, I love you so much, go and explore the world and kiss other lips, because I want to know that when you come back, you're mine. And if you find somebody else to love you more, go with my blessing. I love you. And anyway, that's the...
How could you have betrayed me like that? I will die 100,000 deaths.
That's the other side of it.
One of Consuelo's songs says, if you look at me, I'll just die. I'll go insane.
So this is cantina, which provides a sort of contrast to the religious music that you're talking about.
Well, that's the whole thing. We're doing mostly music that opens the heart and some contemporary folk. Consuelo and I are, of course, each singing solos, but we're doing some great music together as well, combining our performance traditions and...
Shall we give you a little snippet?
We could indeed.
This is a song I wrote. Cindy and I both did a journey together, which was the Bat Mitzvah journey. And we went on a vision quest. Our Rabbi Malka sent us out into the wilderness. And out of that day in the wilderness came this song. We're just going to sing you the first verse.
Okay.
And the Hebrew word ima means mother.
Mother. So it's about going back to the earth, going back to the mother, which is a very important and very vital aspect of the Jewish tradition, which is its connection to the earth as a tribal culture that it is. Where the wind begins and the grass is invented and deep molecules dream and spin the dancing filaments of ourselves. Where stones talk and the embrace of gravity and the ancient language of birds call us home. Ima, I am you.
I am you.
Ima, I am you.
I am you.
You call me back to all that's on, but you'll hear more on Sunday.
Right, so that's some of the music that's going to be played on Sunday. How did you become a cantor?
I've been a singer all my life, and my history goes back from musical theater to contemporary folk and performing for workshops and retreats and yoga retreats all across Europe. And I grew up Jewish and kind of was away for it for a number of years studying other faiths, and somehow something clicked a number of years ago where I took my passion for music and how it opens the heart to my new passion for this amazing liturgy. and I'm bringing it all together. I'm the cantor for Hamakom. I'm also a student in an ordination program. So all my rich history of performance and this amazing poetry that's there for thousands of years just kind of has come together for me in recent years. And I have great mentors.
Are rabbis often cantors and cantors become rabbis?
Not usually. Many rabbis can sing, but it's really a different experience. It's really a different experience. But there's definitely crossover. I mean, I lead the complete service when Rabbi Malka is out of town, so but they're not always the same.
So you also discovered or rediscovered your Jewish roots at
right,
some point in
your
life.
My mother's side from Chile, the Converso tradition, which is the converted Jews from Spain who moved to South America 100 or so years ago and kept this knowledge hidden, but kind of passed it down through the generations. And I'm the first
really
in my family to explore this and acknowledge it.
And you've made it your own?
Yes, I have. And the music is a large part of what drew me back, because this Sephardic music that I sing is so gorgeous, this ancient music from the Jews of Spain, which again for me combines that the tradition of Judaism with the tradition, the Latin Hispanic tradition, which, as I mentioned before, has all this sensuality and emotion, and when it comes together for me in this music.
On a religious level, did you just drop out Catholicism, or did you sort of add Judaism?
You know, I'm a universalist. I believe that I speak a lot of languages, and I've lived in a lot of countries, and I studied a lot of religious traditions, and I believe that they're all paths to the same goal and to the same end, and we're all in this together, and it's different. For me, religion is a different language for experiencing God, for experiencing spirituality, and I would love to say that I can mix the two, that my soul is a mixture of it all. I think that there are those who say you can't do that. I'm in the process, my whole life is an exploration of my multiculturalism. I have Indian indigenous blood from South America, I have Basque blood from north of Spain, and then I have the Sephardic blood, and so who am I? Well, I'm a combination of
all those. A universalist.
Exactly. You know, at our concert on Sunday, Consuelo and I are going to be doing everything from a little bit of blues to this rich Sephardic musical tradition, to the Latin ballads that Consuelo will be doing, and some contemporary folks. So just want everyone to know that it's really going to be a cross-section of music. That's why we said from Bima to Cantina and everything in between.
Tell us, can you, we have a song queued up. Do you want to play something from one of your
sure.
records?
Yeah.
This is from a disc called Adio.
Oh, yes. This is probably Mar de Leche, which is a ballad from Spain.
Let's go ahead and hear that, and then we'll come back in a moment.
Yo me haría un pescador. Pescaría mis dolores, pescaría mis dolores. Y con palabritas de amor. Si la mar era de leche, de leche, de leche. Yo me haría un pescador, oh, oh. Pescaría mis dolores, 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 con palabritas de amor. Dame la mano, palomba, para subir al tu nido, maldicha que duerme sola. Maldicha que duerme sola, maldicha que duerme sola, maldicha que duerme sola. Vengo a dormir contigo.
And we're listening to to the music of Consuelo Luz. What was that song about and where was it from?
That is from Spain. And the Jews.
So you sing it with that real Spanish accent.
What? Me?
Yeah.
Mar de leche.
Pescador.
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 Well, that's the Ladino pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
The Ladino was the Spanish dialect that the Jews used in Spain. They took it with them when they left after the Inquisition, and they took it with them to the different countries where they settled. And this music is what maintained that language, really. So when you hear sounds that don't sound traditionally Spanish, like sh and j,
right.
That's the Ladino coming out.
Now, you have a guitar sitting here. Did you
I
want?
Do.
Did you want to play something?
I do. Well, we're just going to do a little tidbit of a little song about the healing spirit that we're going to do together this Sunday at the concert at Vanessi's at 5 o'clock. And Consuelo's playing the harmonica. I got the healing spirit. 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 A song inside of my life. Well, here we are this morning, Mary Charlotte's Cafe. Tell everybody Consuelo and Cindy are performing this
yeah.
Sunday.
Cindy Friedman and Consuelo Luz. So that's traditional Jewish music?
Oh, yes. Yes. That's exactly what I mean, though, when I say once the heart is open and the words are out there, all the faith paths come to the same place musically. I mean, they just do.
Interesting.
And it was really fun working on this with Consuelo because I knew her from her beautiful Ladino music and Sephardic music, and I did not know she played the harmonica.
Right.
A lot of people don't know. It's my closet instrument.
So it's going to be
a while,
so much fun.
Take it out and have fun.
So this is all on Sunday the 24th at Vanessi's here in Santa Fe from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. It is interesting to sort of think about how religious music of different traditions works on the heart. Some of the Protestant hymns are so ethereal and sweet and sad and beautiful. But they're not earthy, you know, they don't make you feel the pulse of life. And some of the Latin music really fills in that way, although it may or may not be religious. But what's the boundary between religious and everything else anyway?
If your heart is open. And, you know, so much of the traditional Jewish music, you don't even have to know the words. All you have to know is lie, 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 lie. Hi, lie, 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 lie. I mean, you can't help but just feel it in your throat and feel it in your heart. And
the Jewish tradition is actually an incredibly passionate,
yes,
sensual, and earth-based culture,
right,
which is why I'm drawn to it, and I have made it my path, although I embrace all, and I understand that every
right.
path has a validity. I find that there is this deep connection to our ancient, primitive, tribal nature, which is we need more of these days because we've gotten so disconnected from it that we're destroying our very home, which is the earth. So for me, it's a very important part of spirituality to acknowledge that connection and to live it.
I think there's also a strain of deep sadness because of all the tragic circumstances that have occurred. One hears that in Jewish music as well. And at the same time, sort of celebration of being here, being alive, surviving.
Oh yeah, so much of the music is just about gratitude. You know, thank you, I'm here. Thank you for the earth. I mean, it's so universal. So universal.
There are lots of, in Sephardic music, a lot of songs with a theme of exile, as
right.
you were saying. That's the history of the Jews, is to just exile, is to wander. But it's part of also the nature of Judaism, is the wandering. The wandering is a process that we acknowledge as a part of our path.
I have a feeling you're going to play one more song. It's just a feeling I get by the way you're holding up this little, what is it, a charango?
The charango. This is a charango from Chile, where my mother's from. And the charangos are from the Andes, so you find them in Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru, and Chile. And I discovered this when I was visiting Cusco a few years ago, and I started playing it, and I just love it. It's not really Sephardic, but since I am the living
since you are the mixture, world representative for music.
Just go for it.
I'm just going to do a little snippet. We don't have much time, right?
No, go ahead, yeah.
This is a song about exile. Trees cry for rain, mountains for air, I cry for you. It rains and the water fills the patio. If you see my love, tell her it is from my eyes. And what is to become of me? I will die in strange lands. Árboles, lloran por lluvia y montaña por aire. Montaña por aire. Así lloran los mis ojos por ti, querida amante. Torno y digo que va a ser de mí. Nació, me voy a morir. Lluvia hizo y se mojó la calle y el cortijo. Canta desilde al mi amor, canta desilde al mi amor, que es de los hoyos mi
Consuelo Luz here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe playing the charango. And thank you. So I can't believe you are playing and singing this early in the morning. Both of you.
I can't believe it either.
Consuelo has exiled us to the Santa Fe Cafe.
That's right. Well,
I feel in exile from my voice right now, actually.
Yeah,
it's a little early to be singing, to tell you the truth.
Well, we want to remind everyone about our concert.
Which is Bima Tu Cantina, Saucy and Sublime World Music from 5 to 7 on Sunday at Vanessi's here in Santa Fe, 434 West San Francisco Street. It's a benefit for Hamacom, where Cindy Friedman is the cantor, and Consuelo Luz is a very versatile musician and activist, and both of you moving toward world peace for all of us.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Robert Knott's going to be here in just a moment. Please stay tuned.